Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Why it matters on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. I'm Elliot Danker. It's time now for Why It Matters. So, you know, in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, when IRL or in real life suddenly became URL, our phones, or more precisely our apps, became so much more of a convenience. In fact, they became a bit of a lifeline, if you think about it. But as much as we all love the rise of a hero, the higher the climb, the greater the potential fall, and it seems that our beloved apps could be next in the firing line. See, what I'm getting at is recently, AppDynamics has released the latest edition of its App Attention Index report. Now, according to this report, since the start of 2020, consumers have experienced a sudden and total reliance on digital services, altering how they engage with brands, consume goods and services, and even make purchasing decisions. In fact, the research also shows that people are using 30% more applications today than they did before the pandemic. So how has this reliance on apps, you know, how could it potentially make us more demanding as a user? Well, on the line to help me out with this conversation is Greg Otroski, who is regional CTO of AppDynamics. Greg, good morning. Thanks for taking the time.
Hey, good morning, Elliot. Thanks for having me on.
So, Cisco AppDynamics is the industry's leading business observability platform and a key component of Cisco's solution for full-stack observability with business context. I'm struggling with that word a little bit, but could you tell me more about this?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, with the pandemic, you said it right. Applications have become so dependent. We've become so dependent on applications. And the companies that are looking and building applications to support their customers, they're in this position now where they need to provide a really, really robust experience that's got to be flawless. And the challenge is that as the application landscape has expanded over the past 18 months, things have become more complex for them. Things started to be dependent on cloud services, become very spread out, what we call IT sprawl. Mm. And what full stack observability does is it allows the IT departments to have a full lens of what's going on with that application. And the goal is to be able to fix issues before end users find the issues, and then overlaying a business context so that the business understands what the end user experience looks like, what the business impact is, what the revenue at risk is. And you have a really full view of what's going on.
And with that, you have this App Attention Index report. Perhaps you could introduce this report to us and the aim of the report.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, as everyone's working through the pandemic, we find that folks are becoming more and more reliant on digital services and applications for pretty much every aspect of their life, whether it's personal or professional. And what this does is it explores the major trends on how consumers are engaging with digital services and what their behaviors are and what their expectations are. So when you kind of look at this, really it shows how the digital experience played such a critical role. And with the report, it shows how there's this total reliance on applications and digital services, and it really changes the way that we engage with brands, you know, how we consume services and how we make purchasing decisions. And the overall piece here is it was an interview report that was done approximately 13,000 consumers, out of which approximately 1,000 were based out of Singapore.
I remember a time where it was trendy to talk to a service provider about building an app for a company. But now, you know, 78% of people in Singapore believe it's the responsibility of the brand to ensure that a digital service or app works perfectly. I mean, what does this mean for services provider or businesses here in Singapore? If you don't have an app, you're done.
Exactly right. Yeah, you got to have an app, but you also have an app that's performing at its peak performance. You know, you mentioned there clearly. You know, 78% say it's a responsibility of the brand to ensure that the digital service is working perfectly. And when you kind of distill that down and you look at what's going on in the background, you know, there's many factors that can negatively impact an app. So you have things like slow pages loading, poor performance times, or maybe even security failures. Or even you have things that are really out of their control around internet connectivity or mobile network issues or maybe a third-party service. But the critical part here is that the vast majority feel that it's the brand that's responsible, that 78% feel it's the brand that's responsible to ensure that this is working flawless. So it really puts the onus on the brands to be able to ensure that their services are working flawlessly.
It does change the landscape of customer service, especially when it's so clear that consumers now rely on apps so much more. I suppose a lot of businesses have to, in terms of training for customer service, it ranges many different aspects, and now tech and apps are so important.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you think about it, when we talk about full stack observability, the IT departments had a historical siloed approach. You know, the teams that run the network are focusing on the network. The teams that run infrastructure focus on infrastructure. The app developers focus on app developers. So the full stack observability piece really gets everybody on the same page. And then putting that business context on it, too, gets the folks that are leading the business the understanding of what's going on with the application. So when you think about it from a training perspective and, you know, ensuring that the people who are supporting it, it's really about giving them the right tools so that they have the right visibility to be able to triage issues as they come in and quickly get them resolved. And that's really the crux of the issue. If you can't fix the application, you can't provide that top level performance that you're looking for. Folks have a lot of issues, a lot of options. They can simply delete your application, move on to the next one. So it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when you have to get something like this in place. And if you're starting now, you're a little late, but you really want to get ahead of the game and ensure that you have that full stack observability.
On the line with me this morning is Greg Ostrowski, who is regional CTO of AppDynamics. Greg, we're talking about the App Attention Index report, and it found that 63% of people blame the app or brand when they encounter a problem with a digital service. Doesn't matter what the issue is, it's the app's fault. I mean, is it being too whiny, to think that Singaporeans are so quick to put the blame on an app or a brand whenever there's an issue?
I wouldn't necessarily call it whiny. It's, you look at the position that everyone's in, and applications are really what help people bring back some level of normalcy in their lives when they're in this position of lockdown and social distancing. And you know, looking at how folks are using applications to connect with friends and family or to be able to get news and information from, you know, things going on with the pandemic, for example, you know, for tracking the virus or vaccinations, contact tracing. So it becomes really, you know, really critical to have applications that run properly just so that you can have some level of normalcy back in your life.
It's easier to scold an app as well because the app's not going to scold back. But how is this reflected? How is this reflected in other countries? Do they face the same problem where the brand or the app gets blamed?
Yeah, exactly. So our study was a global study. We did, like I mentioned, 13,000 consumers from approximately 10 different locations. You know, the U.S., the U.K., Australia, Canada, just to name a few. But it's really a global issue where, you know, folks around the world are so dependent on applications that and the expectation levels are just skyrocketed where they have to work. They have to be fast, responsive, and be there available when you want them any time of the day.
And you mentioned such a key word, right? Expectations. It's impossible to ask consumers to be patient or to lower their expectations. What are some of the common challenges that brands and apps face in ensuring that their platforms work well then?
Well, the challenges are that there's many different pieces working together to ensure that the application runs flawlessly. Like I was saying before, the IT landscape has become, or the technology stack that's running these applications has become sprawled out. A lot of interconnected services, right? So you may have something that runs on-premise at the organization of the company hosting it, but it may be connected into cloud services that may be dependent on some third parties to be running together. And then you also have, you know, the reliability of the internet itself, plus the mobile networks and all the other components there. So when you kind of wipe all that away, there's a lot of moving pieces to make the applications work in this flawless way. And that's why we keep moving forward with our strategy, delivering full stack observability for our customers so that they can actually have some level of view of what's going on, knock down the silos within their organization and be able to quickly get to the root cause of what's going on with the application so that they can fix it and see what it's running like as if they're an end user. Mm-hmm. And that way, you know, understanding that user experience from both a technical perspective as well as a business perspective is really the critical piece that they need, or the missing part that they need if they don't have it yet, to be able to, you know, service their customers.
Mm. And one of the common phrases or thought processes when it comes to Industry 4.0 really is about working hand in hand with machines in that sense. In light of what you just talked about and with consumers' reliance on apps, where does the human factor fall in? I mean, perhaps mitigating issues in terms of a simple communication with the potential customer. What are your thoughts?
It's a matter of you need to be aware. You need to see what's going on with the application in order to be able to triage something quickly. And if you think about it from the point of view, if you roll the clock back a couple of years, the common response would be if your app is not working or something you're depending on not working, you would call up a help desk or you would contact somebody or try to get help to get your application working. And on the flip side, the IT department's trying to put together this war room and understand where is the problem, who's causing the problem, and it causes a lot of delays by doing so because everybody's not on the same page. So when you kind of put those two pieces together and you look at the state that we're in today, where you have this reliance on these applications the expectations are so high, and brands, and you kind of think of this way too, and I like referring to it as there's really, the application is effectively your front door of your company, right? So it's no longer you're walking into a retail store, it's you're going to your phone, and your app is what represents your company. And if you want to, and really you have one shot. You have one shot to impress your consumers so that they come back and they bring in more folks to use your application. And what you really don't want is you don't want somebody to have a bad experience and then start saying negative comments on social media and proliferating it out that way either. So you have this conundrum, right? So you have this conundrum that, you know, companies need to be able to deliver for their consumers because effectively that's the front door of their company. And then on the flip side, you have the technical staff that's trying to support this that needs to have those right tools to be able to see what's going on.
Yeah. In a world that we live in today, the first cut is the deepest, has so much more meaning. How then, Greg, do you see the post-pandemic world where apps are concerned? Our over-reliance is only going to keep growing.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, if you look at the benefits that we've gotten from applications to enhance our lives, you know, I can't imagine any of these being not used going forward, right? So if you think about it, the level of convenience you have, it's like hard to imagine without it. And you look at things that you've been using, like I said before, from the pandemic, you're leveraging the vaccination status through Health Hub.
Yeah.
Contact tracing through Trace Together, and then purchasing food delivery subscriptions. And I personally, I love being able to go out and order my dinner and then just go down and pick it up because it's just so convenient. And then from an entertainment point of view, all the different streaming sites that allow you to, you know, watch movies as they come out versus going to theaters. Digital banking has really gone up. You know, you've seen more digibank licenses awarded, so that, you know, not physical branch services. So, you know, when you look at it from that point of view, the reliance on applications is just going to keep going, and the onus still falls on the business to ensure that that app is delivering the best performance that the consumer is expecting.
A curious point, and really this is just an opinion question. Do you think then, you know, for new businesses looking to get into the market, should they perhaps start by building the app first and then build a business around the app?
Well, I think you've got to have a business first before you build the application. But I think the expectation, though, is if you do have a business, your customers are going to expect you to have an application. Because no longer, you know, it used to be when the app for that concept came out back in 2000, don't quote me on this one here, but 2007, 2008.
Thereabout.
Where, you know, you kind of went out and you said, hey, let me see if there's an app. And you download it. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. You didn't really care because it was a novelty back then. Where now, you know, if you're a business and you don't have an application that's providing a service to your customers, I do believe you're going to lose out.
2007 sounds like a long time ago. I've been speaking with Greg Ostrowski, who is regional CTO of AppDynamics. Greg, really appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.